This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You live in Los Angeles or someplace meteorologically similar. Nice weather, lots of outdoor living. Eating outside is kind of a way of life, and restaurants pretty much have it down. In New York, different thing. Serving outside can be a big and expensive pivot, especially in places where outdoor space is limited. Sidewalks and parking lanes have their limits, you know. And also, nobody wants a side of truck exhaust with their meal. But right now, outdoor dining and takeout are the only options, so thousands of New York restaurants are giving it a go. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab checked in with two of them to see how it's going.
Walk down Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn at night, and in some ways, the new normal doesn't look quite so bad. Franklin is like one big, socially distanced outdoor dining party, with tables spilling onto the sidewalk and into the street. The sounds and smells of different restaurants bleed together. There's Mexican, Caribbean, Ethiopian. Chris Kalamchi and Lincoln Wheeler are at a table outside Ra's plant-based Ethiopian.
Yes, we just ordered, and we got
tips
with injera, and then we ordered, what was the other one? Some tofu dish with injera?
And avocado salad and some sambusa.
They're celebrating. Their friend, who didn't want to talk, just got a pandemic puppy. And after 4 months of not being able to eat out, Kalamchi says street dining feels good.
It actually felt a little bizarre the first time, but now it sort of just feels normal. Like walking around and seeing everyone outside eating feels very like a very European vibe that I think is pretty refreshing for New York.
A lot of time and money went into creating that vibe. Romeo Regali owns the restaurant with his wife Milka. Ultimately, they sank $5,000 into that outdoor space, and it's tiny. Just six tables in a parallel parking spot on the street, with a few more on the sidewalk.
The day they announced that, you know, outdoor dining was allowed, I went online and I applied. We got approved right away, and then I just ran to Home Depot.
For Regali, it would be the first of many trips. That one was for plants.
30, 31, 32, 34, I believe I counted right. We wanted to make it look tropical.
Tropical. To help diners forget they're eating just inches away from honking cars and idling delivery trucks. Then there was the trip for cinder blocks, to keep those cars and trucks where they belong. Then another trip for wood fencing. The city inspected Regali's parking spot patio three times, and each time he had to shut it down and make adjustments.
Feels like the rules are always changing. It's just every day there's something new. I'm tired of Home Depot. It's just a lot.
But with takeout as the only other option, every square foot counts. And for many restaurant owners, that comes down to luck. Narrow storefront, narrow patio. Fire hydrants, bus stops, and subway grates? Forget about it. Corner location? Nice. A few blocks away from Regali's restaurant is Oxalis, a French-American restaurant with a Michelin star. Oxalis is known for its $70 six-course meal. Or it was. Steve Wong is the director of operations.
Six courses, servers at the table, talking with the guests, clearing the plates that had been eaten on. Six times a guest seemed like a lot of contact.
Also, Oxalis' patio is pretty far from the kitchen, with steps and uneven pavement along the way. And during that long walk, food gets cold, or doesn't stay cold. So now, the raw yellowfin tuna comes with the tomato dashi water on the side, in a bottle, on ice. Don't know what tomato dashi water is? No worries. I had to ask, too.
You salt tomatoes down, let the water drain out, and then you infuse it with kombu and bonito. So the guests pour the tomato water onto the fish, and it kind of keeps the dish cool while they eat it.
Properly chilled tomato water isn't Wong's only challenge. The dining area is in what was a vacant lot behind the restaurant. Wong's team cleared out the trash and added twinkly lights and white fencing to glam up the space. But beyond that,
it's not very easy to control the elements, you know, everything from the heat to pests, you know, mosquitoes around. Like, bug spray and fine dining do not go together.
Maybe not, but customers don't seem to mind. And for now, outdoor dining is helping the business break even. That is, on a good day. Oxalis had to close early that evening, a peak night, Friday, at a peak hour, 8 p.m. Because even after you control the food and the space and the bugs, one thing you can't control is rain. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.